Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samach Aleph Chulin 61. And back in the Mishnah on Nun Tes Amud Aleph on 59a, our Mishnah had stated, Simone Behema V'chaya Nemer Min HaTorah, the indications of what makes an animal kosher, that it has split hooves and it chews its cud, that is said specifically in the Torah. Whereas the Mishnah on 59a states, Usimane Visimane Ha'of Lo Nemru, the signs of what makes a fowl or a bird are kosher or not kosher are not said in the Torah. So therefore, how do we know if the bird is kosher? The Torah lists the names of the birds that are not kosher. And all the other birds, presumably, other than the 24 that are listed in the Torah, are presumably going to be kosher. Aval amru chachamim, but the sages are the ones who gave the simanim to indicate whether or not the bird is going to be non-kosher. The sages said, what's a sign of a non-kosher bird? Kol of hadoreis, any fowl that claws with its fingers its prey and lifts it up from the ground, the portion that is the food, that is going to be considered to be tamei. Any the bird that claws, and the, what is the sign of a kosher bird? Kol sheyesho etzba yisera, if the bird has an extra claw, meaning to say it has on its claws one finger that is larger than the other fingers, and also if it has a zefek, if it has the crop, and that is going to be the part where at the top of the after the food enters into the mouth of the bird, it first stops in this place, which we call the crop. And in that place, the bird stores the food. And also, in addition to that, the bird requires a korkovano niklof, that the korkovan, which is where the undigestible parts that the bird eats go, that part, which is the korkovan, it has to be able to be peeled. All those things are going to be considered to be tahor, essential for the bird to be tahor. So the Gemara on Ardaf Yomi on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph states, Velo, is this really the case that the simanim of the ophos are not listed in the Torah? Vahatanya, but we learned in the Brisa that it states in the Torah with respect to these ophos that are tamei, these are the ones that are not kosher from the bird, you can't eat them because they are not kosher. And then the verse states, es hanesher ves haperes v'ozniya, the nesher, which in modern Hebrew we know to be the eagle, but the Gemara we're going to discuss what it is in a moment. But the Gemara makes a comparison from these birds that are not kosher, and the Gemara says, "Ma nesher miucha," just like the nesher is unique, she'ein lo etzba yisera, it doesn't have this extra finger, which would make it kosher, v'zefek, and it doesn't have this crop, v'ein korkavon niklof, and its korkavon cannot be peeled, v'doreis v'ochel, so it has, and it also claws its prey and it eats it, and it's tamei. Av kol kayotze bo tamei. So anything that is similar to it, which has these aspects, these four aspects, is going to be considered to be tamei. So, however, the implication is if the bird has one thing that is tahor, it will be kosher. So that we see from here that this simanim are indeed found in the Torah. And indeed, then the Gemara says, what about the torin, which is usually translated as a turtle dove? Sheyesh lan etzpa yisera, it has this extra finger, and it also has the zefek, it also has the crop, and the korkovan is niklof, ve'ein dorsim ve'ochlin, and the korkovan is peeled, and also it doesn't claw and eat, and it's tahor, af kol kayot. So we see from here that the eagle has none of these kosher characteristics, and the turtle dove has all of them. So why would we say that it's not listed in the Torah? So says Abai, so Abai's answer is that the explanation of these things are not listed in the Torah, but they are rabbinically understood. But we see from here that the nesher has none of the characteristics of a kosher animal. It's 0 for 4. So, as I said, in modern Hebrew, the nesher is called an eagle, but Rabbeinu Tam on Samach Kimmel Hamad Aleph points out that that's difficult, because it says in the Tosfos Dibur Maskol Nates on the bottom of 63a, Rabbeinu Tam says that that he writes the following. He says, V'chein, k'mokein, to'en, people make the claim, gabe nesher, with respect to the nesher, shekorin igla, which is called an eagle. V'eino, he says, it's not it. The nesher, yesho dalet simani tuma, because our Gemara is very clear that the eagle has four of the characteristics of a non-kosher bird. The eagle, but what we know to be the eagle, says Rabbi Hotam, and living in France in the 13th century, died in the beginning of the 13th century, or in the late 12th century, we know that this eagle has an etzba yisera, does have an extra finger. And so therefore, the eagle doesn't, it can't be the what our Gemara is describing. The Nesher can't be the eagle that our Gemara is describing. And so therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that the Nesher is not the eagle. Indeed, Rav Sadia Gaon, in his commentary on the Torah, says that the Nesher is a Nasser, which is Arabic for a griffin vulture, not an eagle, but a vulture that has no feathers on its head or in its neck. And Ramban also states that the Nesher completely lacks kosher signs, and that Nesher is the bull Nesher. And he says that that bird has no toe at all. And so we see from here that what we call the Nesher in modern Hebrew, the eagle, can't be the Nesher of the Talmud and of the Bible.